Look in Luke chapter 16. Again, only Yahweh is capable of doing this, seeing clearly what's on the inside. Luke 16, verse 14, at the end of one of the parables that Yahshua gave, the one about the shrewd manager. Now the Pharisees, again, that's Luke 16, 14, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things and were scoffing at him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but Yahweh knows your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is detestable in the sight of Yahweh. What's important on a human level is totally unimportant to Yahweh. What impresses us as human beings does not impress Yahweh at all. He looks at things from a different perspective. This is the perspective that he intended for man to have from the beginning. And because we don't get it right, because we still get it wrong, we still seek to understand and to know more about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All of our interest is directed in the wrong direction, just as it was for Adam and Eve. Why don't we try to understand more about the tree of life? Why don't we think about that more often? If we were to give we were to offer lectures in this building, and let's say we had the divider up, so you have two different rooms, and they were offered at exactly the same time. We advertised them and invited everybody we knew and said one lecture is going to be on the tree of life. The other lecture is going to be on the tree of knowing the good and knowing the evil, knowing good and evil. Do you think that the one with the tree of life would be totally full and the other would be empty? I don't think so. I think the audiences would may be equal, and maybe there would even be more people wanting to know about this tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we all are susceptible to that same thing. We really don't focus where we need to focus. And again, this helps to explain what's wrong with people who do these things, who commit these mass murders, and who just inhumanely take other people's lives. It's important for us to understand that Yahweh does place a premium on knowing the difference between good and evil. So it's not just that. Look in 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings 3, verse 7. 1 Kings 3, 7. Solomon's prayer to Yahweh. He petitions him. Oh, we'll read from verse 6, actually. Then Solomon said, "You have shown great loving kindness to your servant David, my father, according as he walked before you in truth and righteousness and uprightness of heart toward you. And you have reserved for him this great loving kindness that you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is to this day. Now, O Yahweh, my sovereign, my Elohim, excuse me, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in." He was a very humble individual at this point. "Your servant is in the midst of your people, which you have chosen, a great people who are too many to be numbered or counted. So give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" So here Solomon is asking to be able to tell the difference, to understand the difference, so that he can make good decisions. Yahweh doesn't condemn him for asking that. It was pleasing in the sight of Yahweh that Solomon asked this thing. And Elohim said to him, "Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand justice, behold, I have done according to your words." And that's what he did. Yahweh doesn't, he's not upset about just being able to tell the difference. That wasn't the problem. Solomon had this ability. Did it save him? Well, there's still a lot of questions about whether or not Solomon will be in the kingdom of Yahweh. And I'm not trying to say one way or the other. But think about what happened in his life. He wrote the Proverbs, he wrote Ecclesiastes, he wrote Song of Solomon. Obviously, the man had, many people say he's the greatest knowledgeable man, the smartest man that ever lived. And yet he could still go out and take all of these wives and concubines and have them or allow them or have them influence him enough to build pagan places of worship. How can that be for a person who has wisdom and understanding? There's something wrong there.